What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Muslim divorce cases are exploding back in America. So, I'm out here in Lviv, which rhymes with Tel Aviv, because eventually 6 million Jews are gonna come live here. A special shout out to the man inside for coming up with Lviv rhymes with Tel Aviv. So I'm walking around Old Town Lviv. It's 36 degrees right about now. They say it's gonna get down to like 21 degrees at night. So I figured might as well do this video before I get to my local cafe. Because at night, guys, I won't be able to walk around doing videos like this because I'll freeze to death, man. Like last night, for example, I couldn't feel my face. You know, it was 25 degrees last night. I think that was like minus 3 or 4 centigrade or something like that. Anyway, so let's get into this video. The Muslim divorce rate back in America is exploding. So a couple of months ago, guys, a young Muslim lawyer came to our masjid. For those of you who don't know, masjid is Arabic for temple where you bow down. That's why it's called masjid, because that's where you bow down. Now, in English, you all call it a mosque, but here's the thing. See, the reason why a masjid is known as a mosque in English and even in French, it's because when the Europeans were colonizing the Arab world, they said, we are gonna crush these people like mosquitoes. So the word mosque is derived from mosquitoes, because the Europeans did indeed crush Arabs like the mosquitoes they are. So that's why I use the word masjid for a mosque, and that's the word that God and his prophets used. So anyways, getting on with the video. So this guy, his a law firm is in Tampa or St. Petersburg. It's called Muslim Legal. If you guys wanna look it up, just go on Google, type in Muslim Legal Florida. He'll show up. He specializes in Sharia compliant law, okay? And contrary to what the US government says, you know, Sharia is actually compatible with American laws, because that's what a freaking agreement is, you know? Kind of like when Homer Simpson said, I'm not gonna sign anything unless it's an agreement. Yeah, dude, when you sign something, it becomes a legally binding agreement, you know? So, yeah, you can have Sharia-compliant wills, you can have Sharia-compliant, you know, work contracts, shit like that. So, good dude, Muslim Legal, simply go on Google, type in Muslim Legal Florida, I'm sure he'll show up. So, he came to our mosque a couple of months ago, and he gave us the Friday sermon, and he told us that the divorce cases in America between Muslims are exploding, and surprise, surprise, women are initiating pretty much all the divorces. Now, here's the deal. When these Muslim women, when these hijabis initiate the divorce, they actually call up the FBI and they claim that their husband is a terrorist, that their husband raped them. So what does that tell you, dudes? Okay? Because this is very, very important for young Muslim men who still believe in the blue pill fantasy. They still believe that they can marry a good Muslim woman, you know, bring her to America. I'm here to tell you, dudes, you're living a fantasy, man. It just doesn't exist. Let me get out of the tram's way. You know, I'm on the tracks and there's a tram coming. You know, granted, the driver ain't gonna run me over, but, you know, you don't wanna be that nigga, you know? So I love this square, guys. I walk around it like I'm down to 231 pounds, man. When I left Florida, October 8th, I was 241 pounds. Now I'm down to 231 pounds, and it hasn't even been 2 months in Europe. I'm really hoping to get down to sub 230 pounds when I go back to America. So, going on with the video. English.
Yes, photo.
Why? Why? You want photo?
Yes.
No pay, right? Dinero? No money? No money? Yes, money? No money. Have a good day. Yeah, they have photographers walking around, you know, like student photographers, you know. Actually, you know, I should get another picture, you know. I already got a professional headshot. As you guys know, I got professional photos here. So why not have a student give me a professional headshot, you know? Why not, you know? Give him the equivalent of like $3-4 American. You know, I should do that before I leave. Anyways, getting back to the video, okay? So, a lot of young Muslim guys out there, man, they believe in that blue pill fantasy. They believe that Allah has this perfect woman that's just waiting for them. Now, in heaven, that's true, but in this world, no. It just doesn't work like that, okay? Throughout human history, okay, guys? Throughout human history, oh, yeah, this is where our billions of dollars are going, right behind me. This is where our billions of dollars are going, okay, guys? Yep, this is it right here, guys. That's it. See? Billions of dollars. This is where it's going, guys. Remember to thank Biden, okay, guys? Anyways, so throughout human history, 60% of dudes never were able to pass on their genes, okay? So, we are going back to the times of alpha males. We're going back to the times of the harem system. Women don't want to be with a unattractive dude, okay? They want to be with the Tom Brady. They want to be with Brad Pitt. You know, they don't want to be with average dudes. And let's keep shit 100, okay? Most Arabs, most Muslims are not good-looking people. Let's get that out in the open right now, you know? And the reason behind it is that Muslims have been inbreeding for thousands of years, and that's because even if she divorces you, she's still family, you know? So, as we all know, inbreeding is not good for your genetics. This is how you end up getting that big, ugly Arab nose. This is how you get beady eyes. You know, this is how you get short people. So inbreeding is definitely not good for your genetics. So, but Muslims did it because, let's be honest, you know, at the end of the day, how much can she screw you over if she's like your cousin, you know? So, you come to today, and these Muslim women, they're here in America. They're able to make their own money, okay? They have access to Chad. What the hell are they going to do with you? I mean, you Muslim dudes out there, ask yourself a $1 trillion question, okay? Ask yourself this $1 trillion question, okay? I'm not Chad. Heck, I'm even subpar looking. I'm bald, I'm short, I'm brown, I'm fugly. and I got a decent girl who's like a 4 or above. She's surrounded by Chads. Governments and corporations will hire her simply because she has vagina. What the fuck is she gonna do with you, dude? Really? What the fuck is she gonna do with you, bro? You guys need to ask yourself that question, you know? Most times a girl is just too good for you. You know, not saying you're an ancient nigger, not saying that you're a bad person. I'm just saying physically, she's just too good for you. You know, physically looking, you know, here in Lviv. And, you know, you guys might see it, you know, when I'm walking around and I see a hot Ukrainian with a incel. Guess who's looking at me? The incel is looking at me. You know why he's looking at me? Because he's like, yeah, dude, I know. She's too good for me. Keep on moving, you know? By the way, guys, far more Ukrainian hotties here with ogres than with Chads. Because at the end of the day here, guys, in Ukraine, money talks, okay? Not saying she loves the dude, but at the end of the day here in Ukraine, money talks, okay? That's why I'm telling you guys out there, if you're a decent looking MGTOW dude, you got your money right, you can come out here and clean up dudes. You just have to get over the language barrier. But thankfully the younger generation, like under 20, they're beginning to pick up on English. So I'm telling you guys, if you're a good looking MGTOW dude and you're able to like hook up with a English-speaking Ukrainian girl, you have a much higher chance of getting her than a Ukrainian incel, okay, guys? And like I said before, okay, the smart Ukrainian woman, they don't get into relationships. They'd rather, you know, either get into escort or prostitution or just, you know, hopefully find a high-value, high-quality foreign dude to wife him up. You know, that's a smart one. So I'm telling you guys, Ukraine is MGTOW Mecca. And like I said, I already booked my return ticket here in June, you know. So, while we were talking about Ukraine and the vast majority of women here are walking around with ogres rather than Chad, it's because at the end of the day, guys, money talks, okay? All these women that you see with Arab incels, or what I refer to as Muslim cells, okay, these women are doing it for ulterior motives. He's pretty much a beta bucks deluxe for her. Either he's gonna be literally a ticket to America, either he's gonna pay her college, either he's gonna, whatever the case is, he's literally a ticket to a better life for her in America. And the minute she's able to attain that life, that's it, she's gone. You guys have to understand, Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter is, vast majority of dudes are simply gonna be good enough for now, okay? Once the woman is able to do what she wants on her own, or you are no longer able to provide her what she expects from you, she's gone, okay? This is what happens. And when a Muslim woman calls up the FBI and lies and says, my husband is a terrorist, he rapes me. Dude, what's she saying, dude? I mean, do you think that this woman who was lovey-wovey-dovey and all of a sudden she's like, you know, throwing you out to the FBI claiming that you're a mass terrorist and you're gonna like shoot up hundreds of people and blow shit up? I mean, do you really think that this woman, somebody spoke to her or she went mentally ill? No, that's who she was, dudes. This is what a lot of Muslim guys need to understand. That woman who goes nuclear on you when it comes to the divorce and shit like that, That's always who she was, man. Oh, yeah. No. I thought the tram was coming after me. Like I said, you don't want to be that nigga, you know, blocking the tram, you know. People look at you funny. Well, they won't look at you funny, but again, you don't want to be that nigga, you know. So, when I married the ex, as you guys know by now, the ex, she pegged me as an oofy doofy simp. You know, that's what she thought I was. So she was lovey, wovey, dovey, you know, holding my hands, texting me every day, telling me how much she loves me and shit like that. But a month later, she turned on me 180 degrees. Why? That's how she felt about me, okay, guys? That's how she was feeling about me, because I was nothing more than literally a ticket to a better life for her. And when she realized, oh shit, this guy is not an oofy doofy simp, that's when she went nuclear on me. It was like, okay, bitch, you know, by that time, guys, you know, I was already red pilled, you know, thanks to driving cab in LA, I was already red pilled, even though I didn't know what red pill was. That was the beginning of my MGTOW journey at that point, you know. So when she went nuclear on me, I was like, okay, dude, she never loved you, you know. She was just trying to use you, and she can't get what she wants from you. All right, bro, just, you know, just cut off the relationship. And that's exactly what I did. A lot of Muslim guys out there, they're not gonna do that, you know. A lot of Muslim guys, they're gonna try to plead with the woman. They're gonna try to, you know, change themselves, shit like that. It's like, dude, this bitch never loved you to begin with, okay, bro? You know? And let me tell you something, dudes. Let me tell you something. Real motherfucking talk, okay? I can tell the difference between a woman who lusts for you versus a woman who's like, you know, big difference, you know. The worst sex I've ever had in my life was with the ex, you know. The best sex I've ever had in my life, random one-night hookups, you know. Woman who literally run into me. That's the best sex I've ever had. Most of you Muslim dudes out there, especially you guys who are like zina, haram, shit like that, you will never, ever genuinely be desired. Let me say this one more time. You Muslim sales out there, you will never, ever be genuinely desired by a woman, okay? So when a woman is like, oh, you know, I'm sick today, I don't feel like it, you know, I'm stressed out, come on, dude. These girls, they fuck like machines well into their 40s and 50s, dog. You know, and yet your girl hasn't touched your pee-pee in like 2 years. It's like, come on, dude. You know, you really think she's stressed, she's tired? Nah, somebody else is piping her down, dude. You know, so this is what I want to get across to a lot of Muslim guys out there, is that be prepared to be nothing more than a beta bucks deluxe to some sharmuta, and then when you're no longer good enough for her, she's gonna dump you, okay? And in that case, you gotta let her go. Like Tom Leica says, DTB, dump that bitch, you know? I have a friend of mine, he texted me the other day, saying that a friend of his went back to Afghanistan. He married an 18-year-old girl up in the mountains, you know, with the Taliban surrounding them, and he is super happy with her. Of course he's gonna be super happy with her. You know, they live up in the mountains, away from it all. You know, you got the Taliban around, making sure she doesn't do any whole shit. So yeah, you know, what do I tell you guys, okay? What do I tell you? If you want a relationship to work, you have to be able to isolate a woman and to the point where she has no other options. That's if you want a relationship to work. Now, I always tell you guys, women are like caged animals, okay? You know, a caged animal is not gonna go anywhere. So you guys have to turn a woman into a caged animal where she has no other options, okay? This is what you guys need to do. Now, in my case, okay, guys, even though I tell you that, I want to be genuinely desired, okay? I want a woman who is with me because she wants this dick, okay? Not because she has no other options, not because the Taliban is walking behind her with a gun saying, "Any show us any hoe tendencies and we're gonna pull the trigger," okay? I've had genuine desire, okay? I want genuine desire. A lot of you Muslims out there, you're not gonna have genuine desire. Get that through your mind. The vast majority of you Muslims out there, you're nothing more than a beta box deluxe to some sharmuta. That's just what it is, okay? So, in that case, guys, your best bet is to go live with the Taliban high up in the mountains, away from it all. That's your real best bet. Anything other than that, it's not gonna work out, okay? If you bring the hoe to America, she's gonna Nagasaki Hiroshima you in divorce. She's gonna literally ruin your life. Because here's the thing, you know, if she calls up the FBI and says, "Oh, you're a terrorist, you know, you're gonna blow up something," your life is gonna be fucked up for the foreseeable future if she gets the FBI involved on you as a terrorist, you know. If you marry her in the old country, because a lot of Muslims, you know, they're getting smart. They're like, "Well, Amr, you know, I'm gonna keep her in the old country, you know, I'm not gonna bring her back to the West." Still, dude, at the end of the day, looks matter, dudes, okay? Women can tell the difference between a fugly guy and a good-looking dude. They really can, okay? So, even if you leave the girl in the old country, doesn't necessarily mean she's gonna like you, you know? She's still gonna make your life a living hell. This is what you guys out there need to understand. You know, what a lot of Muslim women do who marry guys who have money but they don't have looks is that they do what Richard Cooper refers to as zeroing them out, okay? When a woman zeroes you out, she pretty much deletes you from the family, okay? At that point, you're just a guy providing her money, okay? You're just a sugar daddy without any sugar, okay? She's running the household. You guys need to understand this, dude. You can't change the contract with a woman, okay? If a woman pegs you as a beta box deluxe / oofy doofy simp, you can't change the contract. Now, of course, the woman is not gonna say, "Hey, you're my beta box deluxe," okay? She's not gonna tell you that. No woman will ever tell you, "You're my beta box deluxe." That's not gonna happen, okay? So, but when you realize that you are an oofy doofy simp, that's how she pegged you as, you gotta get the hell out of there, dudes. That's exactly what I did with the ex. When I realized that this hojabi pegged me as a oofy doofy simp, I'm like, "Yo, man, there is no way I can change that contract. You gotta fucking dip." And that's exactly what I did. So this video really is for the Muslim purple pillars out there. You know, a purple pill is a guy who's red pill aware, but yet they have blue pill tendencies. So I'm telling you, purple pillars out there who still believe in marriage, you still believe in having a family and children, which I'm not against by any, I'm not against, okay? I'm just letting you guys know, at the end of the day, man, looks matter. Hey, look at this train behind us. Looks new. Most of the stuff they have is like Soviet era shit. But that actually looks good. Let's keep on walking. So, what I was telling you guys, especially you Muslim blue pillars out there, is that at the end of the day, looks are what's gonna matter, dudes. You know, how religious you are, how much of a nice guy you are, your personality, you know, none of that stuff matters. At the end of the day, guys, it's purely about looks. And again, the best sex I've had, one night stands, you know, she desired me, okay? I want you guys to be desired. If you're going to be with a woman, I want you to be desired, okay? If you are not the desirable dude, then again, find a woman who is so ugly, not even a dog will look at her. You know, go live up in the mountains, you know, with no internet, and have the Taliban follow her around all day with a gun, you know, in that case. But do you really want that? I mean, do you really want a woman who's literally a caged animal? Otherwise, she'll leave your ass. Come on, dude. You know, but then again, like I said, vast majority of Muslim sales out there are undesirable to women. Okay, that's a Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter. And look, man, you have a freaking lawyer, you know, telling us that, you know, this is a lawyer, you know, this is not Amr Metwali, you know, this is a lawyer who has a practice, he has his own legal law firm. This guy is telling us that. He's telling us marriage rates in the Ummah of Muhammad in America is exploding. He's telling us the vast majority of divorces are being initiated by the woman, and the women are going as far as calling the FBI, claiming that their husband is a freaking terrorist, you know. So what does that tell you, dudes? I mean, at the end of the day, it's fucking looks, you know. So you Muslim sellers out there, man, you gotta make a conscious decision, dude. You really gotta make a conscious decision, okay? Because, look, even if the bitch doesn't ultimately divorce rape you, okay? Even if she ultimately lasts with you, that could actually be worse for you. Real talk, dudes. You know, when I was in Egypt, guys, I was in Egypt about 5 years ago, and I walk around, I see these married couples, the bitch is morbidly obese, and the guy is dead. Imagine a guy not even 35 years old, okay? The guy is not even 35 years old. He's already dead on the inside, you know? Why? Because he got into a relationship with a woman who didn't desire him, okay? And she made his life a living hell. Okay, I told you guys about my second cousin, not the one who destroyed my restaurant back in Egypt and made me lose $20,000. This is another second cousin, and he is, you know, high IQ. He actually got invited to come work and live in America, and he got the citizenship and shit like that, you know, that, just to show you how high IQ he is. He's in Silicon Valley. He married this Muslim girl, early 20s, was a virgin, brought her to America, you know, put her through school, gave her, I think, 2 or 3 kids. And then after like 13 years of marriage, she told him, quote unquote, "My entire life with you was a waste." Dudes, come on, man. And yet, some of you Muslim sales come out here like, "Oh, Amr, I know what I'm doing. I'm alpha." It's like, all right, dude, you know, I'm just telling you Muslim guys out there, don't fall in love. Like Stardust says, you can either love woman or understand woman. You can't do both, okay, guys? So if you're an unattractive dude and You're surrounded by chads. She's going to divorce you. That's just how it is, guys. Especially after the kids are grown up. Especially after she got her paperwork to be an American citizen and shit like that. She's going to divorce you. And she's going to do it in the worst way possible. You know, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. He always says, you can't rush the slut. I, Amar Metwali, I always say, you can't hold back the sharmuta, okay? If she's a decent looking woman and she actually has options, she's gonna be a sharmuta before you or after you. And the thing is, guys, that really upsets me is that my second cousin, he was devastated, you know? I've known my second cousin since we were kids, okay? And now when I see him, he's destroyed, you know, because he genuinely loved this woman. He gave her everything. And how does she treat him? She claims that her entire life with him was a mistake. Trust and believe, some chadron is pumping her down all day, every day. And she's like, I should have had this guy's kids rather than this guy's kids. Even though my second cousin took her out of Egypt, brought her to Silicon Valley, put her in some of the most prestigious universities in the world, paid for her master's and maybe even a PhD. I know some of you guys out there are going to say, that's a problem right there, Amar. He put her in college. He paid for her master's. Dude. Y'all gotta stop capping. Damn, snot is running around. Got snot all over me. Damn. You guys out there gotta stop capping, dudes. You gotta stop saying, oh yeah, that's the problem, Amar. He put her in college. He let her go out and work. Dudes, this girl was not interested in him from day one. He was good enough for now. Now that she's able to do shit on her own, kids are grown up, the true self came out. This is what I want you Muslim guys out there to understand. When you get with a hojabi, how long are you going to be able to keep her caged up? A year? 5 years? 10 years? 13 years? Life? You know, a lot of you guys out there, you don't think about that stuff, man. All of you guys out there, you know, you see women like some sort of animal that, you know, I'm going to run after the gazelle from this angle, throw the spear from that angle at this velocity at that time when the sun is on the horizon. It's like, bro. There are women out there giving it up to Shad T-minus 5 minutes from meeting him, and yet you come along, she makes you wait 5 years. Come on, dudes. Come on, man. I'm telling you guys, marriage is obsolete, okay? I would love marriage, but you know, listen guys, let me tell you something about me, okay? Real talk. I can get married right now to a Muslim girl who's a 4, okay? She's gonna love me. She's gonna take care of the children. She's gonna be amazing. But here's the deal. I can't do ugly woman, dudes. I really can't, okay? Even the hair is getting in my lip. Luckily, I got my hair tie with me. I'm just walking around with the long hair, guys, just to see how it looks. You know, I don't know. You guys tell me. What do you guys think of the long hair, you know? Does it make me look older? Does it make me look better? You know, for somebody who's pretty much 43 years old, you know, good luck in finding somebody with hair like this, you know, at 43, you know? Anyways, going back to about my case. Dog going by. Did you guys see him? Anyways, so going back to my particular case. I can't do ugly woman, dudes. I can't, you know. I had a guy on YouTube who sent me a message a couple of months ago saying, yo, Amar, I know all these Muslim guys. they go out, they work on their business, they become doctors, you know, they're making $250,000 a year, and they're married to a 2 out of 10. Yeah, of course they're going to be married to a 2 out of 10. She's not going to leave them. Guys, let me tell you something. I grew up in the mosque, okay? Just to let you guys know, I grew up in the mosque, okay? I know what really goes on with Muslim women. Guys, there are Muslim guys who cheat on their wives. And guess what? The wife is actually okay with it. Hey, as long as he's paying the bill, I don't care. Do you guys want to be in that situation? Do you guys want to be in a situation where you are with a woman and you just hate life because you're either with an ugly woman or you're with a woman that has zeroed you out, like Richard Cooper says, and she's actively trying to, like, get you out of the relationship because, well, you know, she never liked you like that? Come on, guys. You know, have some self-respect, you know? So when it comes to me, guys, I can't be with ugly women. I just can't do it, dudes. I can't, okay? That's just who I am, you know? And Gabriella Romani, you know, Gabriella Romani, I'm cloning his channel on MGTOW TV. He actually makes some good videos. I call him Blue Pill Mullah still, because when he got a little bit too red-pilled, Susan took away his monetization, so he had to tone it down a little bit. But he makes good videos, and he makes a really good Instagram post. And Gabriella Romani, he's a clinical psychologist, and he's posting all the time about Muslim guys who are depressed, suicidal, they have no purpose in life, shit like that. And it's all because you guys are not living your authentic life. You know, a lot of Muslims out there are not living their authentic life, okay? I, on the other hand, I'm living my authentic life. You guys ask me, Amr, what are you doing here in Ukraine? I'm here to stick my dick in beautiful blue-eyed, blonde, white woman. Now, I know Coach Red Pill, I'm not Coach Red Pill, Coach Bitch Pill is gonna get up all in my comment section, call me a race traitor, but you know what? That's none of his beeswax, because, well, he doesn't like biological women. Point I'm trying to get across to you guys, I'm living my authentic life. So if you're a Muslim dude, you're depressed, you're sad, you're miserable, you're even suicidal, you're not living your authentic life. That's all there is to it, guys. And look, some of you guys out there, you're just too ugly to get a woman. It is what it is. That's why you got paid to play, you know? Like I said, dudes, there's surgery, there's shit like that. I mean, look, even if you're a 5'4", 5'5" dude, you know, you can probably get surgery. You can probably find a girl who's like 4'9", who's literally a 4, you know, 4'9". You know, you can make things work if you decide to use your brain and come to the realization that, hey man, I'm just not attractive to women, and I'm just gonna be a beta bucks deluxe to a woman who has no options. Like, for example, man, there is what I refer to as Pajit and Pooja. You know, special shout out to Martin Goldberg for coming out with the term Pooja. You know, Pooja is a Indian sub 5 woman, okay? Pajit is an Indian sub 5 dude, okay? Listen, man, when I was in Latvia, I was seeing a lot of Pajits and Poojas. You guys want to know why? because these people are so ugly, so hideous, that they know that they stand no chance with somebody better than them. You know, that 5'4" Curry Sale who gets mocked by Yogi Obes all day, every day, he knows he doesn't stand a chance with a beautiful snow bunny from Latvia, okay? That Pooja, who's 4'9", brown, chubby, she knows she doesn't stand a chance with fucking Thor, okay? So, they're happy together, you know? I've always said this before, guys. The happiest couple are ugly couples. And that's because they know that there is absolutely, positively zero chance of them getting a better looking partner simply because they're just so damn fugly and hideous. So maybe some of you, damn, snot, you know, maybe some of you Muslim cells out there can become, you know, Paj and Pajit, you know, Pajit and Pooja, you know, think about that, you know. I gotta be making a video about Pajit and Pooja as probably the white pill for fugly looking Muslims. You know, I gotta make a video about that soon, you know, if I don't, remind me, guys. But to finish off this video, and this video is over 40 minutes long, and this really is a important video for you guys out there, is that a lot of you Muslims, you're not gonna be genuinely desired, okay? At best, you're gonna be a beta box deluxe to a woman who's gonna zero you out. Or maybe if you're lucky, you can go live with the Taliban, you know, no internet, up in the mountains, you know, and pretty much have a woman who's effectively a caged animal at that point. But for me, Amr Mitwali, I can't do that, dudes. I can't, you know. I don't want to be with a woman that I have to have so many safeguards that I'm just dealing with a caged animal at that point. I want a woman who wants this dick in her pussy, okay? That's what I want, okay? Listen, I've had genuine desire before, okay? I know what genuine desire is. So because of that, guys, I can't do what a Muslim purple pillar will do. I really can't do that, guys. I just can't be like, look, man, I'm just gonna get me this girl, and you know, I'm gonna have her live in a village, and she's gonna be surrounded by her cousins, and I'm gonna hire a bodyguard to follow her around. It's like, come on, dude. Come on, dude. You know, if a woman likes you like that, dude, you know, how many alpha widowed women out there still reminisce about Chad 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, you know? How many women wait for that jailbird to come out of prison, you know? 8 years, 10 years, 20 years? Come on, dude. And here you Muslim guys are like, I'm gonna keep her in the old country. I'm gonna have her family. I'm gonna have her family check up on her every day. I'm gonna have a bodyguard follow her around and like take pictures and timestamps. It's like, dude, okay? So I'm gonna end the video on this, okay? I don't want any Muslim still to end up like my second cousin, because my second cousin, he's heartbroken. He's probably not gonna recover from it. He's probably never ever gonna be the same happy, confident person he was when I've known him, you know, 20 plus years ago, okay? So I want every, you guys take me for example, okay? When I divorced the hoe, did it have a negative experience on me? Was I like, oh, woe was me. She thought I was an oofy doofy simp. I feel bad. I was like, eh. I just shrugged my shoulder and like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says, keep it moving. You know, a lot of you guys out there, you can't keep it moving because you genuinely fall in love, guys. Damn snot. Making me look bad. Then again, I don't look half as bad as Coach Bitchville. Then again, nobody looks half as bad as Coach Bitchville. So, what I want to leave this video on for you guys out there is that you Muslim sailors in particular, you can either love women or understand them. You can't do both, okay? So, if you're the type of unattractive dude and you just have to have all these configurations hoping that she doesn't cheat on you or divorces you, then just put in the back of your mind that, hey man, this can come to an end. And look, dudes, at the end of the day, your mental well-being is paramount, okay? I don't want any guy here to be in a relationship with a woman so ugly that you're just living for no reason. Like I said, dudes, I've seen guys in Egypt, you know, not even 35 years old, and their life is over, you know? They're stuck next to a fat, ugly bitch who probably hasn't touched their peepees in a year, and they're like, what am I doing with my life, dude? I'm fucking 43 years old, man. Look at me, man. I'm 43. I'm walking around Lviv, Ukraine. Kyiv is on my list. Heck, I might even rent a car and go skiing if the ski slopes open in December like they plan. We actually had some snowfall here yesterday, and I heard the Carpathian Mountains got some good snow. So, you know, I might rent a car and, you know, in a couple of days I might go skiing. Look, I'm 43 years old, dudes, and I'm living the alpha male lifestyle, yet you got Muslim sailors out there fucking 30 years old and they already regret life. They're just waiting for God to take away their sad and pathetic soul at that point because they got married to a bitch who never ever liked them like that. And again, I want you guys out there in the back of your mind to understand, if you're not Chad, Chadam, Chadron, she doesn't love you, okay? You're just good enough for now. So you have to keep that good enough for now for as long as possible. Eventually, good enough for now is gonna come to an end. The only way it will work is if she is so ugly that not even a dog will look at her. In which case, dude, what's wrong with you, you know? Or you live with the Taliban, you know, up in the mountains, no internet, no communication, no transportation, you know, and a bribe a member of the Taliban to follow her around with a gun, you know, make sure she doesn't do any horse shit. And in that case, guys, it's like, you know, those are the only options most Muslim sailors have, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, I don't want anybody here to end up heartbroken like my second cousin. I don't want anybody here to get zeroed out in a relationship and they're like, what's the point of my life? You know, I don't want that, dudes. I really don't. Because I get a lot of Muslims telling me about their issues or issues with other family members. You know, again, like the Muslim lawyer told us, okay? These women are initiating pretty much 100% of the divorce in the Muslim community, guys. Okay, it's not the dude, you know. The dude wants to be that good Muslim beta male provider, okay? That's what he really wants. But it's the women who are pushing close to 100% of the divorces here in America among the Muslim population. And it is what it is, guys. Again, it all goes back to looks. A lot of you guys out there, you don't want to believe in the looks pill. And look, man, if you're a short dude, you're 5'4", you know, of course you're gonna say height doesn't matter. Yeah, height don't matter. Yeah, of course height don't matter. You have no option. So a lot of you ugly dudes out there, a lot of you Muslims says, you're like, yeah, well, you know, looks don't matter. It's iman, dude. It's iman. It's my religion, you know, how much I love Allah. Nah, that don't matter. If anything, you loving Allah is A, a turnoff to her, and B, she's gonna use that against you. Trust and believe. you know, I know that because that's exactly what my ex did. And I was like, fuck you, bitch. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Let me know what you guys think of walking around with the hair like this, you know. Anyway, guys, talk to you later. Peace.